And were you much affected by floods?
Not here, not on this property we weren't, but the highway, I can remember that being flooded, especially between where Fountain Gate is now and Tinks Road, and also between Tinks Road and Hallam Road in that valley. That used to be, used to be almost impossible to pass through, some, go through sometimes. And then also I can remember Heatherton Road being flooded.
So how would you get out when, you know, the floods were bad? Would they last very long?
Oh, they'd only last 2 or 3 days, I think, from memory. But you just didn't go. Then you stayed home. So, we, you know, we couldn't... We did go to Dandenong sometimes to do our shopping, go to the market, in a buggy, of course, for a horse and jinker. And sometimes it'd be too bad to... for us to go. We just had to do without and manage with what we had. Another thing I suppose might be interesting, we always used to have the butcher come here and go out to his cart to get our meat. We used to have our mail delivered, which we do now of course, and papers and the bread. But we don't get that to Naples. And that was quite... made life a little easier, not so much, quite so much shopping to do. Then we used to get our groceries, a lot of our groceries wholesale from a firm in Melbourne. We'd get 6 months' groceries to last us. So, you know, if we'd had floods or anything, if we'd have managed. And we grew a lot of our own fruit and vegetables, so self-supporting really.
And which of the Baileys had the store at Narre Warren?
That was George Bailey, the eldest son of William Bailey. That's Robert's grandfather.
And when did he open the store, do you know?
Oh, gosh. He used to live next door. And he must have opened that store... afraid I don't know. Can't think of anything. Probably in about early 1920s, I think. I couldn't be quite sure about that. I'll have to find that out, that date.
Do you remember going into the store much?
Oh, yes.
What was it like?
It was a tin shed.
Right.
For a start. And we all sit together to get our groceries, and we sit down and we waited on. Everything was brought to us. We didn't have to go around like a supermarket. And anybody came into the store, we didn't know who they were. We waited till they went out and we found out their history. We knew all about them. It was quite a meeting place, you know. Generally everybody knew everybody else. It was friendly and nice. And I don't know what more was that store. Oh, in the very early days, every time we paid our bill, which was probably once a month, we used to get a bag of boiled lollies, which we children loved, of course. And we always hoped we didn't get licorice all sorts. We'd as soon have had boiled lollies.
There might be... interesting for children who might hear this tape to know how you purchased your groceries in those days. Did you get them, you know, say in a brown paper bag?
Or? Yes, mostly. They'd weigh things out for us, you know. Things weren't packaged like they are nowadays. Everything came to the grocer in bulk and we'd order so much and he'd just weigh it out into bags for us.
And always brown paper bags or other sorts of bags?
Yes, brown paper bags. I don't think there was anything else. Yes, brown paper bags.
So, your biscuits and things like
that? Biscuits and things like that. And then sometimes, if we were good children, we might get a bag of broken biscuits given to us. There were lots of broken biscuits in the tins, it seemed. We used to get those.
And did Bailey's deliver?
Yes, they used to deliver things, yes.
How far around did they deliver?
Oh, gosh, I don't really know.
As far as Berwick, or?
I don't know that they went into Berwick because the love registers were up there and didn't overlap, I don't think, those days. I know they used to deliver over as far as Thompson's Road in towards Crandon.
Mm-hmm.
Used to go over that way. And they used to deliver up here. We mostly went for our things ourselves. I always remember, I don't know whether I should say this, perhaps you better turn that off. Always remember.
What other families were there living around the Ngarri Warren Township?
The Kent families,
mm-hmm.
and the Woodleys. This is in the early days, Woodleys. Let me see. The Moorans were more into Hallam. I don't know, they're very old families. Used to be mostly the Kents and the Webbs together,
mm-hmm.
and the Woodleys because they were musical. There were people on the corner in a corner shop, Buchanan's were there. So Mrs. Buchanan had this shop in the early days. I think I never remembered her, but I remember hearing about her.
Mm-hmm.
She had the shop. Richardson's had the butchers, that's over in the corner where those estate agents are, Martin and Ronaldson, is it?
I thought the Richardsons were up at Berwick.
Oh yes, there were a lot of Richardsons in Berwick, but there was a Richardson who had a butcher shop on the corner there.
Oh, right.
Then there were the Ralstons who had the blacksmith shop.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and the Duncansons lived next door to them,
mm-hmm.
and the Hearns were next door to them.
Right.
And Clary had Sunbury. Yeah. That's, you know, in the really early days.
Yeah.
And then later, there were the Prescotts. They lived near the bridge on the this side of the road, on the left-hand side, towards Ngarri Warren North. Then the Nabiliuses came. They lived just up from Prospect Hill Road. Then the Coles had the next property. And then the Bill Randall was next, Robert Webb next, and the George Baileys, and then the James Baileys. Then the Moiseys were out on the property out there. The Troops lived on the other side of the road. They were really in Robinson Road.
Right, and the creek's named after them, is it?
Yes, the Troops used to have that. Troops had it, and they lived there, and the creek would have been named after them, that's right.
What did they farm?
I think they were dairying, if I remember rightly.
Mm.
I do remember one of the younger Troop girls, but I think her parents came there as dairy farmers. Then there was the Bars. They lived a little further up Robinson Road.
Mm-hmm.
They were dairy farming. And then the Robinsons, you know, Hillsley, you know about that.
Mm-hmm.
And the Randalls lived in Ngarri Warren North. The Bullmans had the store at Ngarri Warren North.
Uh-huh.
Who else is out there? Don't remember anyone else. Oh, the Joneses. The Joneses came. They were really in Heatherton Road.
Mm-hmm. Did you know many of the Aslings?
Oh yes, the Aslings, they were related.
Uh-huh.
Mrs. George Asling was my grandfather's sister.
Right.
Yeah. Turn that off. Tell you a funny story. Oh, Mr. Kent came out from England. I think he ran away from home, really. And he started out here and he had About 150 acres of land, as far as I know, and he married a Miss Hillbrick.
Right. This is at Oatlands, is it?
It's at Oatlands, yes. Yes. And there were one, two, four boys and two girls in the family.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to go to Holly Green, to my uncle's quite a lot, to my grandfather's quite a lot, to dances and parties, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And better not tell you all that to me. Now, I don't know what else I was to tell you about the Kents. They just, I think they started with dairy farming, as far as I know, and then they went into orcharding later.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Kent used to go to Melbourne every day. I don't really know what for, but I remember him travelling on the trains.
How often did the train run in those days?
It was every day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I think there were two trains in the morning. One, well, that was in my day when I went to school. There was one at 7:15,
mm-hmm.
which I caught to go to school, and another one at 8:10. And then at night, there was the 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a later train, I think about 6:00 it left. Okay. So mostly that was the only trains we had that I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
Long time.
You were telling me the other day about when the second row of oaks were planted at Ngarri Warren.
Yes, well, they were planted just after the war. Betty Crawford, my cousin, seems to think she perhaps helped to plant those. I remember being there, but I don't think I planted any. I couldn't have, I wouldn't have still been in school at that time.
And this is the row on the south side?
On the south side, yes. Uh-huh. And they had, as far as we could remember, they had soldiers' names on, you know, the men that had been to the war.
So it was
like an avenue of honour, I suppose you'd call it, yes.
Because there's been a bit of confusion about where that Avenue of Honour was, and some people thought it was the oaks on the north side.
Oh, no, Grandfather Webb planted those. And Betty didn't know when we were trying to work it out, but we think they would have been planted by 1880 or very soon after that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right, huh?
And so now, what else?
Well, any recollections you have of the building of this house, which was the oldest part of this house?
And oh, yeah.
All the extensions that were made to our room?
Yes, well, we had the front part put on in 1924, as far as I know. That was, mm-hmm. or could have been 25, 24, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It was added, and we also had a tennis court built at the same time. That's down where all those wattles are.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to, dam was built in 1914. That was for irrigating the orchard. And then we used to have tennis parties here, and we used to go swim. After the tennis parties, we'd go swimming in the dam. We used to love swimming down mm-hmm. there. Oh, we've had a few alterations, of course, to the house. We used to have a maid's room out the back there, but we extended the kitchen a bit and took that into it once we began to get all our electric gadgets.
Mm.
I can't remember what year we got the electricity on. I think it would be in the early 1930s. And I remember it was quite a thing when we got the telephone on too.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been probably in the 1930s. I can remember right in the early days we used to have lamps, kerosene lamps and candles.
Mm-hmm.
Then we came to having, we called it gas, but it was a petrol light. It was air pumped into the petrol and used to have those wretched mantles on the lamps. They had to be burnt and got just right before they worked. What else do we have?
Did your mother start the garden?
No, my father was a gardener. He started the garden. Mm-hmm. Yes, I think things were planted very soon after they came here. That orange tree, there's an old orange tree down there, that was must have been planted about 1904 or 5. It was planted very soon after they came. And there's some very old roses further on. They were planted in the early days. The garden sort of gradually grew up. Dad didn't have a great deal of time for it, you know, in the very early days. He was so busy with his orchard. But we gradually got things. And he was always quite proud that he thought he had a tree of every kind of fruit that would grow in this area. We've got a mulberry tree, and we've got persimmons, and we've got oranges and lemons and grapefruit, mandarins, different plums, apples, pears, peaches. Not many peaches left, they're dying out. And what else? Oh, we've got guava and loquat.
And did he plant the drive that comes into the property?
Yes. Dad planted some of it, but then it was a bit here and there, and I gradually added to it. And it's quite nice, but it takes a lot of looking after. It's something I'd like to be kept, if possible. And I don't know if that'll be possible with the subdivision coming around us.
Where did the name Araluen come from?
Where did what?
The name Araluen come from.
I don't know. Oh, my sister just picked it out. She said my mother and father could never agree on a name for the place. One liked one thing and one liked the other, and we always ended up with no name. And I think Araluen was just a name that my sister picked out. She picked out quite a few. And she said, I think Araluen would suit it. And I quite liked the sound of it, so we ended up calling it Araluen. Yes.
So you continued to farm this property?
After my father died, I stayed on here, yes. I had cattle for quite a long time. Then it got a bit much and I had to let it to someone. Now I've ended up selling most of it, which I don't altogether like. Still, I suppose you've got to keep up with progress, haven't you?
Not necessarily.
Jolly council won't let you walk that sort of land. Cut that out. Now, they had an orchard association, I suppose you would call it, in Narre Warren. All the different growers belonged to this association. And between them, they decided to build a cool store at Narre Warren. As far as I know, the late 1920s it was built, I'm not sure of the date. And it had four big chambers. I'm not quite sure of their capacity. I think they were 4,000 each chamber. They had four of those. And it was a Mr. Ross who managed it, looked after it very well. Now I've forgotten the name of the engine they had. It was a great big engine with a huge big flywheel. He had quite a job starting it every time. And Mr. Ross kept us all in order. We always had to sweep the floor after we'd been there packing. And they used to, there were a few pears grown in the district, and they used to be shipped overseas, and they were always pre-cooled in the cool store and then put into an ice truck and sent down to the wharf and loaded into the chambers of the different ships down there. Then I think the cool store was there until about 1970.
Where was it?
And you know where Oliver Hume, estate agent, is? Richie's store, the supermarket. Oh, Well, it's right next to the station yard, between Valley Fair Road, isn't it? Valley Fair?
So north of the station?
Yes, north of the station. I think it's called Valley...
There's a little shopping centre there.
Yes, between the shopping centre and there's a road. The shopping centre's here and the road goes along there.
Did it face onto Webb Street?
It faced onto Webb Street, yes. Mm. Mm. And was right next door to the station yard.
Mm.
So it was easy for them to load from there and take it straight over onto the trucks to send the fruit away.
So all those shops are quite recent there, are they?
Yes, they're not that old.
Mm. How long do you think the cool store was there? Do you remember when it was...
How long was it there?
Yeah, do you remember when it was pulled down? Or?
Yes, I think it was early 1970s. Late 60s. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure it was still there when my father died. He died in 1962.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm quite sure the cool store was still there then.
Mm-hmm.
So it must have been around about 1970 to pull down.
Mm-hmm.
We ought to be able to find that out from someone, shouldn't we?
Yeah. And the library was opposite there, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The second library was opposite there, wasn't it?
The second library?
Yeah, the Ngarri Warren Library, the old...
Oh, yes, well, yes, that's right. Yes, that's the one that's only just moved recently. Yes, that's opposite. Hmm.
That's the second Ngarri Warren Library.
Yes, that's
after
right.
After the Mechanics Library.
After the Mechanics Library, yes, that's right, yes.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yes, well, those cool stores were there quite a long time. My father was managing director. Because he'd had one here, and they thought, well, perhaps he knew more about cool stores than any of the other growers.
There any other people in the district that you would like to mention, or anything that you recollect about them that you think's interesting?
Well, I mentioned most of the Ngarri North ones, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we used to see a bit of the Nobiliuses, of course. Oscar Nobilius, he came from Embald. His father was a nurseryman over there, and he really carried on orcharding more than nursery. Went to school with the Nobilius boys. I don't know who else would be. I mentioned the Keyses that I went to school with, the Keys boys. We used to see a lot of them and play tennis together, play cards. We used to play a lot of bridge one time before we had television, etc. to watch. And what else there is to tell?